Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cook you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Burrow left hash. First and goal at the 3. Score and win. Burrow, shotgun snap, locked left side. He throws left side, end zone, touchdown, T. Higgins! Higgins with a huge game, gets a 3-yard score, and the Bengals stay alive as they beat the Broncos in overtime, 30-24.
Westwood won on the call, dramatic win, Cincinnati, Joe Burrow to T. Higgins, as you heard, which kept their playoff hopes alive, which were extinguished the next week because Kansas City rested all their starters. In Cincinnati dug that big hole earlier, mainly because of the defense, and they couldn't get into the postseason, second consecutive year that they miss the NFL playoff fun. It's NFL Lunch, Biddy at 81.057 The Fan here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. But Joe Burrow had a monster 2024 season. If they were a playoff team, you could have made a case for him.
No doubt.
Being MVP of the league, but they weren't, and he wasn't. Now, Nolan brought this up earlier in the show. Nick Shook from NFL.com, rating the quarterbacks by division, like which division has the strongest quarterbacks, and what he did, their final QB index rating is part of the equation heading into this season. So I get all that. But the AFC North was 5th. Okay. Lamar was number 1 QB index.
Okay.
Burrow was 3. Now the Browns have Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. All right. 47 and 40. I mean, Joe Flacco last year for the Colts didn't exactly have the greatest of the year. And Kenny Pickett, you know, basically waved a towel and got himself a Super Bowl ring in Philly. Aaron Rodgers was number 22. All right, I'll listen to that Cleveland gigantic question mark.
Who was 2? Josh Allen or Mahomes?
Hold on for a second. In a colossal situation here, Cleveland. And then Aaron Rodgers had a decent year for the Jets, but now he's in Pittsburgh. So the AFC North came in 5th based on last year's performance and maybe projecting this year. Now, you mentioned Josh Allen. He was 2nd, by the way.
Okay.
AFC East was 4th. All right. Tua was 18. QB index. I'm looking at this year project. Forget about all that.
Yeah.
So you have Josh Allen, legit MVP of the league. Been to 2 AFC championship games. Beat the Ravens twice to get to both of them. Just throwing that out there. But Tua, all right, puts up big gaudy numbers when he plays. Justin Fields, I've always thought he could be a good player. Guy got benched in Pittsburgh last year.
Yeah.
For Russell Wilson. And then Drake May, 2nd year in the league. Don't know what he's going to bring yet. No. We like the upside. The athleticism's undeniable, blah, blah, blah. The AFC East has a better quarterback group than the AFC North?
That makes no sense, Bob, because when you got 1 and 3, you know, you've got two better than anybody else in any of those other divisions. You know, I mean, to me it makes it, all right, Aaron Rodgers is your 3rd. And then your 4th is probably as bad as anybody else's, but is Cleveland and Pittsburgh, can they bring down the 2 of the best, you know, to make them 5th? Hell no.
Yeah, I mean, Cleveland, obviously, to him is a major drag in the rankings. But just Lamar, Burrow, and Rodgers alone, to your point, puts him ahead of the AFC East.
Oh, easily.
Well, but the NFC East coming in at number three. Not only get in on this one, too. Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, who might not even be starting at the end of the season. Jalen Hurts and Jaden Daniels. All right. And Dak's had big years, but he's had a couple of injury-plagued years.
No doubt.
And his playoff success is pretty limited. Hurts has been to two Super Bowls, just won one. Jaden Daniels, as a rookie, took the Commanders to the NFC Championship game. Russell Wilson is on the downslope of his career and has been for a couple of years. NFC East, granted, just list, and we lose our minds over it.
What's Daniels, like fifth overall?
He was number five.
Yeah.
Hurts was nine.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't, you know, and Dak Prescott, like you said, Bob, I mean, to me, what, you know what Dak Prescott is? A stat dude. He's like golf was at L.A.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, or Stafford was with the Lions.
Better. That's way back better. When. That's even better. You know, you get a ton of stats, but you don't get many wins.
Nolan, what do you think of this? All right, we can lose our minds over nothing, which is basically what this is. This is, we're filling time for NFL lunch. But, I mean, AFC North fifth? I don't see it. You got a couple multiple-time MVPs, Lamar and Aaron Rodgers. You have a guy that's been to a Super Bowl in Joe Burrow, and you have a guy in Joe Flacco who's won a Super Bowl. I mean, granted, it was 13 years ago, but AFC East ahead, and the NFC East ahead of the North? Nah, not buying it.
Well, I think it all comes down to the floor in both of those divisions, AFC and NFC East, is far higher than it is in the North. I mean, you could argue that the AFC North ceiling is higher than those as well, but that's where that big disparity comes in. And if we're going to go off of these QBI rankings, which is kind of the core of this whole ranking list here, I'm looking here. It's a very close race then between AFC North at five, AFC East at four. When you average out all of those rankings, you know, Lamar at one, Allen at two, and so on and so forth, the average ranking for the AFC East comes out to 17. AFC North is 17.3. So, I mean, we're talking about decimal points here. Okay, AFC, swap them. Make AFC North 4. Are we satisfied at that point?
Yeah, I feel better.
A little better. As far as the NFC East, I mean, you want to start arguing the QBI rankings here. Well, Russell Wilson is ranked number 23. Aaron Rodgers, number 22. Both of them didn't have great seasons last year. Statistically, Rodgers probably much better to look at from a numbers standpoint. I don't know. I mean, I think you'd be a better case of arguing the actual QBI rankings, which is, I don't know where that comes from. It's based on a lot of things.
Where's NFC North? Because I think potentially they got a chance to be pretty good. Potentially. Like, if we did it a year from now, theirs could be pretty damn good if Caleb, JJ, you know.
They're six right now.
Right. So their big hitter's Goff, who comes in at four. That can't be right.
Damn.
How's that right?
Four. Where's Mahomes?
I'm looking. See, he's got to be. Where is he?
Mahomes. I mean, the list is right
seven.
There on the internet. It's seven.
Well, I'm scrolling.
Yes.
I'm doing a lot of scrolling.
Yeah, we got it.
Damn.
Anywho, that's that. But
how about if you did receivers, Bob? I bet you the AFC North would be pretty high up.
Well, Cincinnati alone's got a bunch of dudes. You know what I mean? And, same with the Ravens.
And Metcalf.
And Metcalf now in Pittsburgh. I mean, Deontay Johnson's in Cleveland. That changes the whole landscape.
The floor,
of the
no doubt. The floor.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, more NFL talk with Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Then the American League East report at 1:30. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw. Then Inside Access at 2. Don't forget Baltimore Baseball tonight live. Pickles Pub, me, Mike Bordick, Joe LaCroix getting you ready for the Orioles, hopefully winning a series. That's a big hope with Jacob DeGrom on the hill.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.